Blog Talk Radio.
Just believe.
We are Divine Healing Night. This is Black History Month, and we're talking about we must come together. We're the children of the world. We are the ones that work. We are the ones that go to jail. We are the ones that last hide in the first five. We are the ones that's at the back door, trying to get to the front though. Sitting on back of the bus. Dogs being shot down. Tonight, in the spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King, in the spirit of Malcolm X, Rosa Parks, Sojourner Truth. In the spirit of your ancestors tonight, we lift in the name of our ancestors, wherever they might be. If you don't know nobody, find somebody. You ought to know. We're praying for you and you tonight. This is Divine Healing tonight, Divine Tax. Talk to Sister Lisa and Brother Joe. They barbecuing every time. I want to tell you tonight, God is able to do anything before. I'm going to pray for you tonight. I'm going to pray for three things that the Spirit told me to pray for you for. I want to get my book called The Miracles of Jesus. I want you to read that book. I got the covenant. I got the covenant. Where is that? I have the covenant, the God financial covenant, God's financial covenant for you. That want to go to the next level. I feel that when you ask God for something, God will give you something. But you gotta know what you asked him for. I was talking to a young lady today. Young man called her, and she said, "Karma, bad karma." I said, "Yeah, karma catch up with you. What you sow is what you're gonna reap. If you don't sow nothing, you can't reap nothing." I believe in sowing and reaping. I believe the harvest. And, you know, I just believe that if you're a farmer, you're going to see, you're going to look for a harvest. But I want to tell you tonight, get ready and look for a breakthrough. Look for a harvest. And look for God to do something very special for you. And, you know, I talked last night about how we're behind in our finance. You know, you can go to Peking, you can go to China, all of that. But this is the most racist country in the world. And hypocritical. Because our ancestors never did get paid. And because they didn't get paid, you didn't get paid. What that means? That means that if you start in a business, you got to start from scratch. When other people came in, they was given money, land, loan. But they didn't give that to us or even you trying to get a loan for a business. I don't want you to give up tonight about your business. I want you to stay focused. If you got somebody around you is negative, I don't care, husband, wife, brother, sister, get away from them. If they ain't got no charge, you need to leave them people alone. You need to find somebody that understands what you're doing and want to do it now. So many of us get discontinued because we move, we lose the power, the anointing God give us, listen to somebody else ain't got no power. Lady said, "I married this man. We were going to do so much. After I got married to him, I ain't seen him no more, Bishop. I seen him on Christmas and holiday. He lived in one town. I live in another town. And I said, well, you need to go to the town where he live at. She obeyed me, and she found out he had another family there, another wife. Now, what that tell you? Tell you that if the woman ain't pulling with you, she pulling against you. If the man ain't pulling with you, he pulling against you. I say. And Dr. King was telling me about this man in Africa. He could make a car and run off of air, a helicopter run off of air. They killed him. Now, I got some people said, I got one gentleman, I got to tell you now. He said, I'm tired of Chicago. I'm moving to Africa. Okay? Sold his house. He moved to Africa. To buy a house in Africa, he had to call Chase Bank in New York. So what I'm telling you, the white folks run finance all over the world. All the diamond mines, the copper mines, they run it. You can't get away from them. That you get off the grid, that's what you got to do. Somebody told me this. Y'all might not know him. This young man was a comedian. And he said, Bishop, the chemtrails up in the air. He said, chemtrails up in the air. And they sifted down and killed people. I'm talking about Black history now. Dick Gregory said that, the chemtrails. Dick Gregory said, he was running for president. They knocked him out the box. Somebody did something to the machine and knocked it out. Dick Gregory said that. Dick Gregory said that they loosened these guns out of him. These young kids shooting mama, daddy, sister, and brother. Shootings in the school. It's happening. Mass murder throughout the black community. Now, I want to say this, some of you don't like it. Time, black history, talk about reparation. If you ain't talking about reparation, you ain't talking about black history. I don't want to know what was did 20 years ago. I want to know what's going to happen now. Pay me what you owe me. If black folks get paid for slavery like the Jews got paid for the Holocaust. You know, they censored Whoopi Goldberg because she said the Jews, it wasn't racist, it was evil. I want to help. It was racist and evil. And the same people that Hitler killed, them people come back and did the same thing to black folks. Over 100 million black folks was hung, killed, raped, and burnt. It wasn't done. It was done by white folks, folks that we let in this country. The folks that right now won't give you right. Right now, you got all black boys playing football. They don't want no black coach. Think about it. How many black basketball coaches we got. Now, I want to get very scared with the money. How many Asians that control the football and the basketball, how they get them jobs? White Jewish boys tell you who to hire, who not to hire. Until we get down to brass tacks, until we get down, Dr. Christian, and begin to say, we got to have it out. Black history in 2022 should be different. I want to talk about what Paul Lonsdale about done. What's being done right now in June and July and May and August? What's going to be done to upgrade black men and black women? Dr. Christian, God bless you today. I'm going to bring Dr. Christian, but before I bring her on, don't forget, I want your name read every Sunday, so you give our name. You call me, I can get a name. Regina can read your name all, your ancestor name all, where you constantly being blessed. I say. So every name gonna be read all Sunday morning. Okay. I don't care how long it takes, we're gonna read the name of your grandma, your ancestor. Because I feel that when you call on them, they'll come and see about you. When you call on them, they'll put a protection on you. I want to say this tonight. Racism and white supremacy is real in America. It's real in Chicago. It's real on the job. You can talk about Malcolm X and Dr. King all you want to. They was murdered. Dr. King was murdered. Malcolm X was murdered. Now, most of these leaders was murdered. Whitney Houston was murdered. I'm going to tell you how. Sam Cooke was murdered. I'm going to tell you how, why got murdered in my book coming out. I'm going to tell you why they got murdered. Who was head of their murder? I'm going to tell you about that. Michael Jackson was murdered. Kobe Bryant was murdered. You know, you're so intelligent with all your degrees, you don't even know murder. Okay? The young man in Minnesota last night, they kicked the door in. Now they had a key come in and shot him. Killed him. He was murdered. George Floyd was murdered. Some had a gun, some didn't have a gun. To my black history. Let's break it down. You could be murdered in the street anytime in your house. Ain't nothing being done. Because I want to say this tonight. There's a law for white folk. There's a law for black folk. Until we get it together and change these laws, police don't need to be refunded. That money needs to be used for social programs, not tanks, machine gun, and all the stuff they're using it for. Once the Chicago police used it to fight the mayor, when he's running for mayor, told all them people don't get vaccinated for COVID, and he even got vaccinated for COVID. Head of the union, I say. Dr. Christian, you're on there. God bless you tonight.
Everyone.
Talk a little louder.
God bless everyone tonight. This is Black History Month, and we just want to bring a little Black History fact. Here recently, I was telling Bishop about the young African man for Zimbabwe, you know, because this is a most recent Black History fact that need to be brought forth, because I think that somebody's going to technology. As a young black man, he's out of Zimbabwe. His name is I'm going to try to call it out. Is Sangalini, his first name, his middle name Maxwell, and his last name is Chick Kobosto. He was a young black man that invented a car, an electric car, that requires no charging. And he's been in the media for a while. Not only did the young black man invent a car, and he was from Africa, Zimbabwe, Africa, but he invented a helicopter, a boat. He invented several items. He was attempting to get them patented, but before he could, and he brought on investors, and before he could get them patented, because this young man created, he went above and beyond. He created something that requires no gas and no charge. It's called radio frequency. which allowed him to tap into different frequencies that and the energies of the natural energies of the planet that will allow you to drive your car. So what he created was about to take the gasoline companies, the utility companies out of driving a car, out of flying an airplane, out of using a helicopter, out of navigating a boat. This young man created such an amazing technology. And him and his friend, both, they invented these products. Go online. He's on YouTube. And he was out there pushing, trying to get the money, trying to get these things patented. And someone poisoned him, and him and his friend. As we know, they poisoned him. And this is a current Black History fact, because some of the investors didn't want to invest with this young man because they didn't think he was intelligent enough. And that was an insult. It was beyond an insult, because they figured that nothing, one of the, I don't know who said this, they just made a reference to one of the investors were saying that they didn't want to invest in Africa because there's nothing good or intelligent that could come out of Africa. And probably is the same person who done went behind, killed this man, and stole his, I know without a doubt they stole that man's information. They stole his technology. And I wouldn't be too surprised if you see it in the near future, modified. Because you got to remember, when you invent something, and this young man was an inventor, he invents several items. He's on YouTube. He's on quite a few social media. You can Google him. And he invented all these products off of natural uses, nature. And he's dead. They poisoned him. Of course they're going to poison him. Guess what? Because he's about to take you out of paying for gas, you out of paying for using electricity. You're driving a car for free. Only thing you're paying for is the car. Thank the gas company, the oil companies, the utility companies want you to invent something that's going to be free, that they won't get any more money for. No. So I just wanted to highlight him, Bishop, because I felt that he was a strong presence. It's another young man out there. He's out of Mexico. He invented solar panels that you can put on your window like a film, and it draws energy. So it's some people out there that are so amazing with the technology that they have can reduce the imprint on, you know, being held or bound to using gasoline or using these utility companies to use and run your electric bill. You know, a black man helped invent everything that we have, everything that, what's his name, Bishop? Edison did and Thomas Edison did. They all stole their information and their technology from a man of an indigenous person. They stole that information and used it and patented it and made millions and trillions off of our knowledge, and then turn around and tell you you're not intelligent enough, you're not educated enough.
Right.
After they took your document, took your invention, and then made you look like you're an F.
They stole it. Now,
where was
the young man that was in America? He was in Africa.
He was in Africa. He was trying to raise funds for his invention, wanted to get a patent, because he never got a patent because they kept rejecting him. They kept rejecting. Pardon me. They kept rejecting him getting that patent. Because if he had a patented Bishop, even in his death, that young man would have been wealthy.
Well, did he have any family and things to know what he was doing?
Yes, he had family, but he was from Africa, and, you know, he wasn't well-to-do at all. So with that, with his inventions not being patented, anybody can come in and take over and make a gazillion dollars off of that.
Well, I want you to follow up on that and see where his family at. It needs to be brought out. I want to say this. This is Black History Month, and I want all your ancestors on the prayer list, dead or alive, to see your family, put them on the prayer list. Because I want to resurrect their spirit on Sunday when we pray for success. I want to thank you for that, Dr. Christian. I want to tell you this, him. I want you to keep running out for reparation. The only way the black man is going to get up if you catch us with these white folks, that we got to have reparations because they got it. See, the reason we're so behind, like King said in all his speeches, when the Europeans came over, they were given land in Mississippi, land up to Illinois. They gave land, money, and school to teach. Black didn't get that, and black was already him. But don't get it twisted. It's still God got us in charge. And I want people to know, Ashe, I've answered you, that they need to know that once we come together, that we can bring to things. See, racism is so deep. It's systemic racism. How many blacks on the Walmart? How many blacks on the board of these major corporations? As long as black is not on the board, you're not going to get no fair representation. Putting one woman on, putting one man on, I don't know, on the board of these major corporations that make billions of dollars. They don't even have any black, they got black playing football and basketball, but they won't let them be coaches, and they just let them be a quarterback because they know they're good. So what I'm saying tonight, which is my black history, 76 trillion dollars is the buying power that we got. And we can pull it together. We can do some things. We can build some homes. We can do some things. It's important to understand, if you start a business tomorrow, you cannot catch up with a white person start with you because he got privilege. He can get a loan. You right there doing the same thing, you can't get no loan. This been the problem, redlining. In the ghetto, you pay more tax for insurance. Redlining is still, ain't nobody, all the sophisticated blacks never dealt with redlining, with all states. And these insurance companies charge more in the black community, charge more for a car. The banks charge more for black in the car. We got to deal with the reality of racism and white supremacy that's been going on. And Dr. Nellie Fuller said it's in education, it's in business. He said it's in school. In every work of the life, is racism is involved. So Trump was Putin. Trump was out of Hitler playbook. That's what he was doing. And some of the Republicans right now and Democrats is playing off of Hitler playbook. What was Hitler playbook? Murder, rape. What happened to black folks? They gave Indians chicken pox. They gave black folks the syphilis. And they wouldn't give them no job. They hung and lit in Alabama, in Birmingham, all over America. Ain't now sitting in America. Their hand is bloody for killing black folks in America. You can name from North Carolina to New York, all over America, blacks have been murdered by the hundreds and thousands, and they want you to forget that. They want you to forget what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where blacks were shot and killed and hung on the fence. They don't want you to deal with it. They said, we feel uncomfortable. Feel uncomfortable for murdering my grandma, my great-grandma. Feel uncomfortable. Because I'm not uncomfortable. I'm going to tell it. And we got to tell our children to tell a story. The government didn't give nobody no money for Tulsa, Oklahoma, but they gave money to people in Afghanistan. They gave people, they gave ISIS money. They gave Bin Laden money. But you see what I'm going on? These companies, this government taxpayer is giving money to these foreign countries, and right here in America, they never 300 blacks was in an unmarked grave, and they just digging the grave up. Right in Tulsa, Oklahoma, they want you to forget that Black Wall Street was burnt, bombed, and did nobody come to the rescue. Did nobody come to those black rescue? I'm going to keep tooting their horn. Did nobody come to the rescue? No government, no agent. The government owe apology. Biden apologized. Apology ain't no good without no economic. We need some money to rebuild churches, to rebuild hospitals, rebuild the stuff that was torn down and burnt down because of hate and racism. Racism is deep in America. It's more deeper now than it was in 55. Black History Month is the shortest month in the year. They picked the shortest month in the year, Dr. Cleveland, for Black History Month. But I want blacks to stand up to the truth, to what's going on in this city, New York, California, all over. Blacks are still being killed by law enforcement officers, and ain't nothing being done. Up in St. Paul, Minnesota, young man was asleep. The police took the key, come in and murdered him. Mark Clark and Fred Hampton was murdered on the west side of Chicago. Dr. King was murdered in Memphis. And Malcolm X was murdered in New York. They was murdered, and the New York police know that these black boys didn't do it, but they sent them to prison. So we got to deal with our court, stuff with racists that's in the court. Here's a man, shoot 16 times a policeman. He gets 3 years, and he don't even do the 3 years, he out right now. He shot a young boy 16 times. And the mayor of this city covered it up. Ron Manuel, now, you know what he did for covering up? They made him an ambassador over in China for the dirt he did. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. Wake up, black man. Wake up, black woman. Praying for you to look over your finance. And with the power of God, you will get the house you need. You will get the job that you need. You will get the success that you need. And I'm praying for those that lost loved ones. There was no sorrow on earth that ever could not heal. God, the God, is still cleaning house. Tornado, flood, earthquake, hurricane. God is still trying to take back what was stolen from the black man, from the Native American. That's really what I'm saying. Now, you might say, well, Bishop, you had this scream. No, the ancestor was murdered. Each black in this country right now, they're what you work. The average white man is worth more than you because his ancestor left him money, left him land. Where'd they get it from? It was given to them by Congress. It was given to them by Congress, okay? Now, Biden, President Biden got in, the black was his base. Putting one woman on the Supreme Court don't feed the base. The base, the black base, need jobs, they need reparations, and they need money to start up business. And I ain't talking about, but not, see, y'all get, let me tell you the trick. The trickier, Bernard says, no, I'm not going with the brown, I'm going with black. See, now people come over here from other countries, say they Bernard, they get what belongs to black folks. Even a homosexual playing that thing. Have a right. What right? It's a divine law, man and woman. Y'all ain't liking me. You got to get it straight for God. You can't say, well, I want this, I want that. The Bible said man and woman, divine law, Romans 1 and 26. God gave them over to a reprobate mind. We got people reprobated in court. We got people reprobated in Washington. All these assault weapons on the street and Congress sitting up there, the Rifle Association is giving them all kind of money. And the politician won't say nothing about all these shooting in the school. Even the parents won't, the parents supposed to be accountable. They're not even doing that. So it's a lot of evil in high place. By and by, God's going to take it down. Y'all believe what I'm saying? That's what's happening. Now, this being Black History Month, thank you, Dr. Christian, for talking. And I want you to come on tomorrow to give us a, but tomorrow, Dr. Christian, if you find somebody black that you can say something about tomorrow, which is Sunday, from 11 to 12. So I want to tell you, I'm like Dr. King, I'm proud that I'm black. Might not have $1 million, but I got $1 million small, $1 million wealth. And I want to tell you tonight, whatever you need, you can have it. There's a lot been taken. Hold your head up and let God bless you. I'm going to play one of Dr. King's tapes tonight. But before I play Dr. King's tape tonight, I want to say this. If you got a need, plant a seed and I will minister. I believe, and I'm a country boy, I believe if you put a seed in the ground, it's going to grow. And if you got a need, and the Spirit just told me to pray for families tonight, that the family, your sister, your husband, your wife, they told me to pray for families tonight. Because if you see, whatever you see, it's going to come back, the harvest. If you're sick, you need to see. If the doctor says you can't get well, I'm seeding for my healing. I'm seeding for my breakthrough. This young man gave the mama his house. This is where you give your mama the house and you're sleeping outside. God told me that he's going to give me a mansion. So I gave his house to my mama. See, God will give you what you want when you need it, but you got to let go and hold on. You got to know that ain't nowhere in the Bible where every prophet, they believe in the harvest. They believe in seeding. Whatever you need tonight, God got it. And he's going to get it to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. I just want to say that to you tonight. And Ashe, our ancestors from a BLF. This month, we're going to uplift black folk, and we're going to tell what the problem is. One of the problems, black folks want some, they won't say, Bishop, I come out of slavery. They want to say they come from Italy. They want to say they come from China. They want to say they're Jewish. Now, if you're Jewish, how come Hitler didn't kill you? Hello? Hitler didn't have to kill many blacks. They was killed by white races right here in Mississippi. Emmett Till, Medgar Evers, Zuzo Moore, that died. These are names that we just picked out. Dogs on black folk. Black folk were killed down in Mississippi. They were killed and murdered through the Mississippi River. And when you talk about the Love Cup down in Natchez, Mississippi, black was shot down in a camp, a massacre. Throw them all in the Mississippi, right in Natchez, Mississippi, and people live in Natchez, Mississippi, don't even know. White men on the land. Well, nothing grow on the land. Some bears down in the land. I told them bears might be humans. know, took on the bear. But this would have happened in Natchez, Mississippi. Ask somebody, look it up. They put this what the government did. The government killed them people, throw the Mississippi River. Now, the white folks that come in, the Europeans come, they gave them money and gave them land and gave them to go to school. See the difference? God got to straighten this thing out. 2020, you're going to straighten it out. I'm going to prophesy this. You're going to see floods, earthquakes. You already seen them. Down around the Gulf, you're going to see three hurricanes. Going to be like you never seen before this year. I'm prophesying this year. So you're going to see flying saucers. You're going to see cars that fly. You're going to see a whole lot of things that you've never seen before. Okay? You're going to have tractor trailers driving themselves. There's a lot of chaos going on. But God is still in control. Like Dr. Clinton said, this man was breathing. God gave this man the gift. They killed the man. They can't kill the gift because God's going to put it, that seed in the woman's belly. It's going to be rebirth. You can't kill the power of the Holy Ghost, of the Almighty God. I say. I told you, women, you are queen. You're a goddess. Nobody got to make you a goddess. You have to know that you're a goddess. I know I'm a God. And when he said, you're God over the universe, step into your place. Matthew 6, seek first the kingdom of God, the righteousness of God. And once you begin to do all the other stuff, whatever you need, God will give it to you tonight. Whatever you want, you have not because you ask not. What have you ask God for lately? What have you turned down? So I'm going to wait till my change comes because it's coming. But when it comes, you got to be ready to receive. Don't be so abrupt. You're so bitter. Hate so you can't receive the full anointing of God. And you're so caught up that you can't say, Lord, forgive me. Let me go to the next level. I'm praying tonight for you to go to the next level. I'm praying tonight that your family can come back together. All the deeds that evil has done to you, and it's many, and some I can't count, but I want to take it all back. The devil stole. I want to take it back, and we want to be able to go to the next level. Now, we're going to talk about the black history tonight, about what's going on with the black history. But what we're going to talk about. This is Black History Month, and I want to tell you, God, at least open your eyes up. And like I said, I'm praying for your family. I'm praying for your sister, your brother, those who are locked up in jail, political prisoners. And I was talking to a young lady, she said her brother been in jail. And they move him every time, try to get rid of him, they move him around. There's so much evil going on, but we got to stay focused. You know, since this Black History Week, I'm going to play a lot of Black history people. You can hear their voice. And when I was in the spirit, I talked to Bishop Richard Allen. And I talked also to Bishop C. Mason. C.H. Mason. He said, tell them God rebuke you and tell them stay in prayer. Our people got to come back to prayer. And our minister can't be so materialistic. They're going to left the people. So the people out there alone from these churches is nothing but a money hood. It ain't nothing to tell them who I share say. I'm going to talk about for this Black History gone. All the Blacks that have been murdered in this year, last year, the last 5 years, that you don't even think they were murdered. Because what the fake newspapers, Trump said it right, fake newspaper makes scenarios. When the fake newspaper say it's violent in that neighborhood, police come stormtroopers. The fake news say, apartment is just a ghetto and business don't move in there because the fake news already got it covered. Now go try to get a loan. Is that area you live in, that area code that you live in is a ghetto. You can't get no. I found out a young man got insurance in the suburbs was cheaper than in the city of Chicago because in Chicago it's a disaster. That's racism. That's extended racism. They wouldn't give this young man the job as coach. That's extended racism. What happened to the young man that kneeled? All the owners got together, big money, got together, and we ain't going to give this nigga no job. So he didn't get no job because the owner, trillionaire, white folks, treat you just like you're on an auction block. They bid on the player, all fat balls, until we started owning our own basketball, football, hockey, whatever, golf. So we own our own. We have our own manager. Once we get at that level, we can change the things around. And that's what we got to do. Turn some stuff around. And we got to do that, quick, fast. And somebody said, Bishop, we got to need to do it in a hurry. And this was the...
We must also realize that the problems of racial injustice and economic injustice cannot be solved without a radical redistribution of political and economic power.
We read one day, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But if a man doesn't have a job or an income, he has neither life nor liberty and the possibility for the pursuit of happiness. He merely exists.
Estimated that we spend $322,000 for each enemy we kill in Vietnam, while we spend in the so-called war on poverty in America only about $53 for each person classified as poor.
The promises of the Great Society have been shot down on the battlefield of Vietnam, making the poor white and Negro bear the heaviest burdens both at the front and at home.
The other thing I want you to understand is this, that it didn't cost the nation one penny to integrate lunch counts. It didn't cost the nation one penny to guarantee the right to vote. But now we are dealing with issues that cannot be solved without the nation spending billions of dollars and undergoing a radical redistribution of economic power.
Yes, yes.
All labor has dignity.
Yes.
But you are doing another thing. You are reminding not only Memphis, but you are reminding the nation that it is a crime for people to live in this rich nation and receive starvation wages. America's opportunity to help bridge the gulf between the haves and the have-nots. And the question is whether America will do it. There's nothing new about poverty. What is new is that we now have the techniques and the resources to get rid of poverty. And the real question is whether we have the will.
At the very same time that America refused to give the Negro any land, through an act of Congress, our government was giving away millions of acres of land in the West and the Midwest, which meant that it was willing to undergird its white peasants from Europe with an economic floor. But not only did they give the land, they built land-grant colleges with government money to teach them how to farm. Not only that, they provided county agents to further their expertise in farming. Not only that, they provided low interest rates in order that they could mechanize their farms. Not only that, today many of these people are receiving millions of dollars in federal subsidies not to farm, and they are the very people telling the black man that he ought to lift himself by his own bootstraps. Now, this is what we are faced with, and this is the reality. Now, when we come to Washington in this campaign, we are coming to get our check. I come here tonight and plead with you. Believe in yourself and believe that you're somebody. As I said to a group last night, nobody else can do this for us. No document can do this for us. No Lincolnian Emancipation Proclamation can do this for us. No Kennisonian or Johnsonian Civil Rights Bill can do this for us. If the Negro is to be free, he must move down into the inner resources of his own soul and sign with a pen and ink of self-assertive manhood his own Emancipation Proclamation. Don't let anybody take your manhood. Be proud of our heritage. As somebody said earlier tonight, we don't have anything to be ashamed of. Somebody told a lie one day. They couched it in language. They made everything black, ugly, and evil. Look in your dictionary and see the synonyms of the word black. It's always something degrading and low and sinister. Look at the word white. It's always something pure, high, and clean. I want to get the language right tonight. I want to get the language so right that everybody here will cry out, yes, I'm black, I'm proud of it, I'm black and beautiful.
What is the relationship between this and the reality of the Negro masses?
Well, to move on out of it for a moment. Martin's very rare, very great man. Martin's rare for two reasons. Part because just because he is. And because he's a real Christian and he really believes in nonviolence. He's arrived at something in himself, which permits him, allows him to do it. And he still has great moral authority in the South. There's none whatever in the North. Poor Martin has gone through God knows what kind of hell to awaken the American conscience. But Martin has reached the end of his rope. There's something that Martin can't do. Martin's only one man. Martin can't solve the nation's central problem by himself. There are lots of people, lots of black people, I mean now, who don't go to church no more and don't listen to Martin, you know. And anyway, are themselves produced by civilization, which is always glorified violence, unless the Negro had the gun.
To understand this, you have to go back to what young brother here referred to as the house Negro and the field Negro, back during slavery. There was two kinds of slaves. There was the house Negro and the field Negro. The house Negro, they lived in the house with master. They dressed pretty good. They ate good, because they ate his food, because he left. They lived in the attic or the basement, but still they lived near their master. And they loved their master more than the master loved himself. They would give their life to save their master's house quicker than the master would. The house Negro, if the master said, we got a good house here, the house Negro said, yeah, we got a good house here. Whenever the master said we, he said we. That's how you can tell a house Negro. If the master's house caught on fire, the house Negro would fight harder to put the blaze out than the master would. If the master got sick, the house Negro would say, what's the matter, boss? We sick. We sick. He identified himself with his master more than his master identified with himself. And if you came to the house Negro and said, let's run away, let's escape, let's separate, that house Negro would look at you and say, man, you crazy. What you mean, separate? Where is there a better house than this? Where can I wear better clothes than this? Where can I eat better food than this? That was that house Negro. In those days, he was called a house nigger. And that's what we call him today, because we still got some house niggers running around here. This modern house Negro loves his master. He wants to live near him. He'll pay three times as much as the house is worth just to live near his master. And then brag about, I'm the only Negro out here.
I'm the only one on my job. I'm the only one in this school, you nothing but a house Negro. And if someone come to you right now and say, let's separate, you say the same thing that the house Negro said on the plantation. What you mean, separate? From America? This good white man? Where you gonna get a better job than you get here? I mean, this is what you say. I ain't left nothing in Africa. That's what you say. Why, you left your mind in Africa. On that same plantation, there was the field Negro.
The field Negro, those were the masses. There was always more Negroes in the field than there was Negroes in the house. The Negro in the field caught hell. He ate leftovers. In the house, they ate high up on the hog. The Negro in the field didn't get nothing but what was left of the insides of the hog. They call them chitlins nowadays. In those days, they call them what they were, guts. That's what you were, a gut eater. And some of you all still gut eaters. The field Negro was beaten from morning till night. He lived in a shack, in a hut. He wore cast-off clothes. And he hated his master. I say he hated his master. He was intelligent. That house Negro loved his master. But that field Negro, remember, they were in the majority. And they hated the master. When the house caught on fire, he didn't try and put it out. That field Negro prayed for a wind, for a breeze. When the master got sick, the field Negro prayed that he died. If someone come to the field Negro and said, let's separate, let's run, he didn't say, where are we going? He said, any place is better than here. You got field Negroes in America today.